I think I'm going to be the last poet. And I read this every week. I like, actually, the practice, because I'm going to have a couple events coming up, including one in California, probably with my friend Nick Nolte, and John was up here. I'm working on that, but I'm actually practicing. You guys are my sounding board. Thank you for that. Yeah. I have fun with poetry, even when I'm intense. Okay. Identity, and this is for my own vanity too, you know. Identity theft and the vanity of your worth. A guy called me with a foreign accent. I think he could have been from India or maybe from some country in Africa that has tigers and hippopotamuses. And he sounded like he was from a place that I probably couldn't pronounce, or a seven-day shitter, a godforsaken place where children play deep and raw sewage, where men probably stone women for adultery. And my best guess that he had really white teeth, because I suspect that most identity thieves have really white teeth. I stole your identity. You want to be me? I don't even want to be me. How did you get my phone number? It's unlisted. He said, nothing is unlisted. Haven't you read Orwell's book, 1984? I said, but that was almost 20 years ago. Nobody reads that book anymore, except maybe some professor that used to be a hippie in the 60s and probably swam in Walden's Pond. He said, you have $22 in your checking account. Would you like to borrow some money? I said, no, you can keep my money. I would only use it to buy tofu, or maybe a Bukowski or a Twain book. He said, you don't care about your identity. I said, no, not really. I reached the age when I get up to pee 3 times a night, and sometimes I stub my toe, which hurts, but I'm probably too old to even jump around in pain, so you can keep my identity. I hung up the phone, went to the refrigerator, and found a piece of yesterday's pizza. I thought of my father, how we would go to the bakery and buy yesterday's donuts. It was all good except he made powdered milk, which was not really that good, and I don't even want to mention the government cheese. But in a strange way, a strange wino way, it was all good. I lost my balance the other day, and I felt like I had been drinking. Went to the doctor and found it was because of my inner ear had to be clean, which almost was like being drunk. Anyway, this guy called me back. I want to give you back your identity. You can keep it. I hung up the phone and felt all the pain in my body and looked up at the ceiling, because that's where God is usually hiding when he is not punishing someone or curing them from some terminal transmutable disease. And I said, God, you only punish my vanities. I should have never danced naked on the bar. But the truth be told, it wasn't pretty then, and it ain't pretty now. The next day at 5 a.m, the phone rang. Please take back your identity. I said, you stole it, you keep it. He cried like a sissy that just had his gym shoes flushed in a toilet. But there's nothing in your wallet. I said, I told you that. He said, but now everyone thinks that I'm you, and I'm getting calls about how a kid was shot, or how a guy beat his wife up, or a mother that needs money for her teeth. Another call because her daughter is whoring and is on heroin, or needs this and that, and needs help with a ticket for driving the wrong way on a one-way street. I now go around sweeping cigarette butts off the streets in Pittsburgh. I don't even smoke. I said, it makes good practice if you can find the Tao in sweeping up the butts. Actually, it's almost like the Zen of motorcycle maintenance. Actually, more like becoming an archer or studying the art of war. I don't want your identity. You've seen stuff that I don't want to see. Besides, your manly hangs too low, and when I sit in the toilet, it presents a problem. I said, all right, I'll take it back on 2 conditions. He said, anything, please. promising that you will not vote straight Republican or Democrat. When you go to church, you will not stare at women's backsides. Also, one more thing, you must read all the teaching of Buddha at least twice. He said, agreed. Thank you, and may the fleas of a camel never light on your privates. I hung up the phone, and it rang again. Dog, you don't know me, but my son is smoking crack and stealing his grandmother's bingo money. Can you help me? I asked, how did you get my number? She says, I found it in the toilet stall at the bus terminal. I said, all right, you got the right guy. But try to hurry. I got to sweep up some cigarette butts. But go ahead and tell me the sad story anyway. I need a fix. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. See you next week.